Hi there, my name is Dan Louis Delore, Spectronaut, and I'm saying hello to you from the Clairvoyager, the Artur spaceship, traversing Laniakea, which is Hawaiian for immense heaven, supercluster of galaxies including the Milky Way. Today, I'm going to talk about nebulian activities, things to do in star nurseries, and must-see nebulae. So first of all, what is nebulae? It's plural from nebula. A nebula is a giant cloud of dust and gas in space. Some nebulae come from the gas and dust thrown out by the explosion of a dying star, such as a supernova. Other nebulae are regions where new stars are beginning to form, so-called star nurseries. Nebulae exist between the stars, or in other words, interstellar space. At the Art and Science Space Lab, the Sunyata, there are several art collectives, initiatives, or in their own words, Vecchio teams, who come up with these art projects to be put into the Vecchio galleries, the voids and super voids in space. They call them Vecchio galleries. One of them is Cinema Astro, or Cinemastro. It's a blend of cinema and astro star, and they operate not in nebulae but in close proximity around them. And their goal is simply put, and I quote, creating stellar cinema. So what they do is they make and project documentaries of nebulae with a narrative structure under it. So basically with a voiceover. And they made these special floating chairs, just like in a regular cinema, you know, the red chairs next to each other in rows. And in front of you, you have this giant silver screen. Well, it's not silver. In this case, it's an empty frame, a Vecchio screen. And through headphones, the visitor will listen to this narrative of this particular nebula, or will hear some poetic or philosophical narrative to this specific nebula. I had the chance to attend one of them, which is Baudrillard's Nebula. It's got a text from the French philosopher Jean Baudrillard, and the people from Cinemastro used the Dumbbell Nebula, also known as the Applecore Nebula, for this project. This nebula is in the constellation of Vulpecula, and it is 1,360 light years away from Earth. So while you're watching this prolate spheroid up close, the following text can be heard. Let me quote an excerpt of it. The pataphysic mind is the nail in the tire, the world a puffball. The paunch is at one and the same time a hot air balloon, a nebula, or even the perfect sphere of knowledge, the intestinal sphere of the sun. There is nothing to get from death. Can a tire die? It releases its rubber soul. Farting is the source of breath. The principle is to exaggerate. That is how to destroy reality. In Ubu's arrogance, willpower, importance, faith, and all things are raised to their paroxysm, where one can naturally see that they are made of the same wind that makes farts, the same meat made into grease and ash, the same bone made into fake ivory and fake galaxies. This is not ridicule, it is inflation. The abrupt passage into an empty space that is no one's thought. For there is no pataphysic thought. There is only the pataphysic acid that sours and embalms life like milk, that bloats it like a drowned body and bursts it like the greenish truffle of the Palutin's brains. Pataphysics, philosophy of the gaseous state. It can only define itself as a new, undiscovered language because it is too obvious. Tautology. Even better, It can only be explained by its own term, thus, it does not exist. It revolves around itself and ruminates the diarrheic incongruence, unsmilingly mushrooms and rotting dreams. So this comes from Baudrillard's Conspiracy of Art, and they also used some lines from one of his interviews, quote, "We are all Palotin in a gaseous world from which the great pataphysical fart is released," unquote. So just to be clear, pataphysics is the science of imaginary solutions created by author and playwright Alfred Jarry, who wrote the play Ubu Roi, which is considered to be the first absurd theater plays that inspired Dadaism and Surrealism. And Palutin are the accomplices of King Ubu, the main character. Now, as a visitor, you have to find out for yourself what this is all about, you know, in relation to the nebula your eyes are fixated upon through this massive rectangular hollow frame. So in my opinion, I think the relation itself is what matters. You know, you can see it in words like gaseous, nebula, sphere of the sun, fake galaxies, you know, the sort of associations. I don't think Cinemastro is doing this for a laugh, you know, just to ridicule the dumbbell nebula. I think it's just the absurdity of it, you know, to hear these words, these sort of comical words in relation to this immensity you're observing, which is just in front of you. Yeah, let's not forget that while you're experiencing all this, you'll move around the nebula in orbit of dumbbell, so to say. And after one rotation, the narration stops and therefore the experience. I nearly forgot to mention, so there are actually red curtains on the vacuo screen. So when the rotation begins, so when the movie starts, the curtains will open up. And also when the rotation stops, the curtains will close. And then the guidonauts, you know, these non-human guides will, you know, assist you back to the Clairvoyager. So this is insane. Like, there are actual curtains attached to the screen. It was a great experience. I mean, this is incredible. I have to say, Cinemastro is still in its triad phase. You know, I was part of this triad audience. A lot of Spectronauts are waiting in line for this incredible initiative. So Cinemastro is working super hard to have all these different nebulae ready to be shown. Amazing. And now let's talk about SNWs, Star Nursery Walks. It's a brand new initiative. It's a mixture between meditation, disorientation, mindfulness, and cosmic ready-made awareness. So I've heard. Now, this is one of the rare occasions where artonauts, you know, the artists in space, choose to invade kind of cosmic ready-mates. Although technically a nebula is not exactly a ready-made, like a fully formed star, asteroid, or planet. Yeah, so this initiative is very daring because it's actually, you get in close contact with stardust. Although you will not be really floating through a star nursery. What I've heard is you are in a pod, sort of, you know, in this one person ship where you sort of glide through like in a tunnel of lights. You go through this gas and dust, which is very exciting, and it goes pretty fast because it's can be dangerous as well, you know, because of radiation and whatnot. So yeah, this is, we're going to talk about this later, but this is just a very new project, so can't say much about it for now. I'll talk more about pataphysics, by the way, and pataphysical projects in the Vacuo Galleries later on. But this is it for now, so catch you later in Expo Space. Spectronaut Dan Louis signing off.